Hey, Randy Carlson here live in the Intentional Living Studio, and this month I've been talking to my team about what I call your window to the world, and everyone has their own unique window to the world, and I want to focus on three of them, and when I look at these three individual types of windows, some of you look through a window, and you're kind of what I call a head person. You analyze things, you see things bottom line. You like facts, you like figures, you don't like to be troubled with anything but other than the facts and the bottom line. That's kind of where you process. And we took a little poll here, and some of the guys around the studio here, including me, are head people. I love to solve problems. I love to know the facts. I like to know what's happening. And so when I enter life, I kind of enter through this window of my head. Now, some of you are heart people. That's kind of the window you look through. Kind of like instead of being a south view, you get a west view out the window, and you're a heart person, and you see life more from your emotions. You connect in sensitive ways. You're aware of people. God's wired you that way, and that sensitivity can be a great gift. It can be a challenge as well. But you know, for a head person married to a heart person, sometimes they think, man, you're so illogical. And the heart person's thinking, you just don't care, you know, and missing each other. And then, of course, some of you are looking through the window and more of a hands person, meaning let's get it done. Let's have a checklist. Let's do what needs to get done. If there's a problem, I'm going to solve it. And so here's the question today, and we'll get to the reason why this is important as this half hour unfolds. When you think about yourself, which is your kind of unique window to the world? Are you more of that head person, or are you more of a heart person, or more of a hand person? Or maybe you have a question about someone you're married to that rings a bell for you today and you want to join in. Which one is it? And here's the question. How has that been an advantage to you? If you're a head person, how has that been an advantage to you? Or if you're a heart person, how has that been an advantage to you? And in what ways maybe has it been a challenge? Let's talk about it. 888-888-1717. Stephen, you ready to go? 888-888-1717. We only got these 28 minutes, so call quickly. We'll get you on. Which one are you, head, heart, or hand, primarily? And how has it been an advantage, or maybe how has it created some dynamics in your relationships, primarily in the close relationships like in marriage? Give me a call. 888-888-1717 is the phone number on Facebook. Welcome. Love to have you join in as well. You can comment right below. Just put in head, heart, or hand, and then maybe a sentence saying, here's how it's benefited me. We'll read those for you here on the radio today. 888-888-1717 if you want to join me on the air live, or if you want to comment on Facebook, you can do so where you are. Again, 888-888-1717. Here's from my teaching this month on your window to the world. You know, I remind heart people that our emotions are a good thing. God gives us our emotions. As we've said, the scripture tells us that we're to be angry, but then it goes on to say, but do not sin, Ephesians 4:26. So can I encourage you to remind yourself, if you're a heart person, that your emotions are good, but remember they can cause problems if they're not managed in your relationships. In other words, bring them under the authority of Christ. And when you do that, really, that's intentional living.
Yes, it is. Hey, listen, I'd love to have taken a poll today on the split between head, heart, and hand. I do this in my conferences by raised hands, and I find that the real focus often is on head and heart, and I always chuckle because it'll be a husband and a wife often married to each other, and one is a heart and one is a hand, and typically, you can kind of decide, you know, which is going to be which, but not always. Not always. You know, we think, well, it's going to be the wife's going to be the heart person and the guy's going to be the head person. That often is the case, but not always. And so we know a lot of women, you're listening, that maybe you're more of a head person. That's the way you process life. And maybe your husband is more of that heart person. I'll tell you why this matters. Because I believe back in Genesis, when there was the fall of man and woman, Adam and Eve, we see that when that occurred, there was a shattering of what God's ideal was or God's intention was for humanity. And I believe, and I think scripture supports this, that head, heart, and hand are to be in balance. Head, heart, and hand are to be in balance. We're to have all three. Now, we obviously all do have all three, but sometimes we got big heads and small hearts. Some people got big hands and small heads, you know? And so finding that balance can be a healthy thing. And one of the things I've tried in my life over the years is to grow in all three. From a head person to grow in my heart, which is important. So come and join us, 888-888-1717. Nicole in Arizona, how you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Good, good. It says here, of these three, which one are you?
Kind of all three, but really I have a heart for people. I feel at the extreme. And, you know, it's all for them.
So when you walk into a room or when you're in a situation, you see something on the news or you hear something and it's, you know, a tragic or hurting, you feel it. You feel it.
I have a story for you, honey.
Yeah.
I got a story. Listen, I recently got married and it was in November of last year. And I'm a very open-minded, caring person for people. Again, the heart. And I got really attached to this person. He's overseas. Actually, he's in Algeria, Africa, and he's under Islam. And, some of the things that I've been confronted with in the spiritual realm are absolutely phenomenal. You know, that, others, you know, unbelievers don't see the bondage that they're in.
And so you're feeling this. You're feeling this then.
And I see it as well. I see it. It's here.
It is, but I hear in your voice that sense of you really feel it. I think that's one of the ways to, by the way, thank you, Nicole. Appreciate your call. I got others coming I got to get to, but you know, when you look at, one of the ways you can kind of look at head, heart, and hand is this. When you see something that happens, or you're aware of it, maybe it's on the news, or maybe you read about it, or it's in your family, do you tend to feel it first? Or do you tend to think of, hey, these are some steps that could be taken to solve this problem. Here's four things I would do. Kind of a head person. I'm thinking about it, analyzing it. Or how did they get into this? Or are they responsible for this? Did they deserve this? Or are you the type of person that says, hey, here's two things. I'm going to step up. I'm going to go do something. There's somebody hurting. I'm going to stop and go help. And, of course, God's intention is for us to have all three of those, right? All right. We're talking today about head, heart, and hand, and God's intention for balance in each of these. Which are you? Love to have you join in. 888-888-1717.
If you're a hands person, meaning that you kind of view life, the window to your world is getting things done, you love checklists, you love checking things off the list, and then if you do something not on the list, you put it on the list so you can check it off. You know who I'm talking to. The scripture reminds us in Ephesians chapter 4 that we're to labor working with our hands, and then it goes on to say what is good. In other words, making sure that our efforts, the things that our priorities are done in a way that does good for other people in relationships, and in our own relationship with Christ.
That's an excerpt from the teaching this month. Members, watch for it. It'll be coming your way. Your window to the world is the lesson. Jacqueline is in Kansas. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Talking head, heart, and hand. Which one are you?
Well, I am hand, and my husband is head.
Okay.
And in the beginning, it was, we had to figure each other out because I wanted to go, and do, and he wanted to think about it a while. But now we have a good balance where he thinks it out, and then I do, and we keep each other from just doing or just thinking about it forever.
Was that frustrating to you? Like he would just overthink it, overanalyze it, have to know everything?
Yes. He researched for 2 years about a bike we wanted to buy, like a bicycle for riding trails.
Yeah.
And if there isn't someone to say, okay, I want to go and do, he would just think. But on the flip side, if I just go and do and I don't think, then I get us into some real trouble.
Yeah, that's true. We need each other, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, I think of the scripture says two are better than one. Yeah. So how did you work it out? What did you do to work that through?
We just have to be patient, and whenever we make a mistake, we talk about it, and we figure out what works, and we just have open communication.
Well, I hear you on the head person thing, Jacqueline, because I can be the same way. I like to analyze it, and I like to know it, and I like to see the numbers and run all these things. And one of the things I've learned over the years, not easily, but I've learned you get about 70 or 80% of the information, that's about all you're going to get. And there is a point where you've got to just say, hey, we got to act, we got to trust God, we got to move, and let's get on with it. Otherwise, you can hang back. At the same time, hand people, be careful. Like Jacqueline said, you know, you can see a problem, and boom, you just jump in and do something. Might be right, maybe not right. This is why we need good counsel. In fact, let me just throw this in. If you're on a church board, or if you're on a community board, or if you have a group of people that are in decision-making, you don't want a whole table of hand people. At the same time, you don't want a whole table of head people who are going to sit, analyze, and think about it, and five more reports and what have you. We got to have this balance of head, heart, and hand. There's where the real strength comes from. Let me see. Noelle on Facebook posted, heart and hand. Has the heart to help and to get things done, married to a head and hand person. And so where you guys can miss each other is the head and the heart. And I tell people that it's important to be able to just understand that you see life differently. You're looking out a different window. Come on, we're talking about windows to the world. And if you're like me, in my office at home, I've got a south viewing window and I've got a east viewing window. And there's two different views. So, you know, it's basically the same backyard, but I get two different views. I see different trees and different things out of each window. And so I can start to believe that the whole world is my south window. I mean, that is life. And I miss the fact that somebody can look out the west window and see different trees in different parts of the yard. And that's really what we're talking about today, to be able to understand that there isn't a right or wrong. Hard people are not better than or weaker than or less valuable than a hands or heart or head person. It's just that when we use all three of these, it's kind of like looking out three different windows, getting three different views, putting them together, that can be a really powerful thing. All right? You're welcome to join in. Which are you, head, heart, or hand? Are you more of the logical, bottom line, analytical type person? Is that the way God wired you? Or are you more of the heart person, sensitive, aware? Or more of a hands person, give me a list of things to do and let's get it done. Now, you probably have all three, but which one are you primarily? How has that been an advantage to you? And maybe how has that been a challenge to you in your life? 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
As a head person, sometimes our thinking can be used to manipulate or control other people or feel superior. On the other hand, sometimes as a head person, our thinking can be used against ourselves as we lie to ourselves. Can I encourage us to think about Ephesians 4:23 for a moment, where Paul tells us to be renewed in the spirit of our minds, allowing the Holy Spirit to minister to our thinking, to put our thinking into perspective, and to think in a way that honors Christ.
That's an excerpt from the teaching this month called Your Window to the World. Every month, a brand new teaching goes by email and video to our members, our monthly support family that allows us to keep Intentional Living on the air and keeping the program ministry and content going out to people. Today, the goal is very simple. We want you to see that God wired us intentionally with each of these, and that hopefully at the end of this half hour, we can think a little more about being intentional in an area where we're weak. If we're a head person, to start saying, hey, I need to grow my heart for God's glory. That's the purpose. You're welcome to join in. 888-888-1717 is the phone number.
Raquel is on the line in Texas. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
I'm doing awesome. I believe I'm more of a heart person. I'm a real humble person, and I love to help people out, you know, and, you know, if I see people hurt, I hurt, you know. So my husband, he's more like a heart, you know, a head. You know, he thinks more than what he uses his heart. But, you know, I believe that in the Word of God, it says that we have to humble ourselves to God, and we have to ask Him for discernment spirit, you know, so we can be able to, you know the difference between, you know, loving and caring and stuff like that. So, I mean, I love everybody. I'm a people person. Mine is I love senior citizens. I work with them, and
that's
I care
great.
A lot about them. So I'm a heart person.
That's good. Good for you, Raquel. And the fact that you bring up that your husband's more of a head person, I was thinking of, I was teaching the staff this morning, I was thinking of that passage that says we're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, and soul. And of course, we know when it speaks to that, it's talking about our mind, right? Our mind and our heart, our emotions. In other words, God's intention is that we love Him with all of these things. And the fact that you're reaching out, caring for people, I hope as I get to this next stage in my life that my heart can grow more in terms of that seeing the needs of people without having to think I have to fix it, you know. I think as a head person, we often are thinking problem solving. And sometimes you can't solve a problem, but you can be present, sit in a problem with somebody and care for them, which is powerful. Thank you, Raquel. Facebook question, can a narcissist be any of these, head, heart, or hand? Now, I'd love to have talked to you individually, but I will tell you, a narcissist will tend to manipulate. They want to take advantage of other people. And so if they use their head, their heart, or their hand, it's not done typically out of the idea of I care for you, I love you, and God, I'm using this as a way of allowing God to touch your life, but using it to manipulate. Here's a fact. Any of us are capable of taking any of these, head, heart, or hand, and using it for either evil or good, either healthy or unhealthy, growing or destroying. And so I would answer that by saying, yes, they can. They can be all of those, but doesn't mean they're going to use it for good. Okay, Christine is in Michigan. How you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. Terrific. What do you think about this today? Where are you?
Honestly, all across the board, I think I am equal, head, heart, and hand. But I have grown to know since I've become closer to God and understanding God more since the end of 2020 that I am more of a heart. I have a huge heart for people, but I try to think of things logically with my head. But I also like to do those tasks. But with the Lord, I have really been able to grow with my heart and my head. My fiance is a heart and head type of man, and we absolutely coincide together. We do not clash, and it is the most wonderful thing ever.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for this topic for pastors, counselors that are working with pre-marriage. I think this is a really practical discussion before two people get together to say, hey, listen, let's just talk a little bit about head, heart, and hand and which you are. And if you're different, how can that help you or be a hindrance in your relationship? Because I think while opposites attract, similarities make life a lot easier.
I couldn't agree more.
And so the fact
since
that
November of 2020, I have been able to grow within the church and understanding so much more to be able to grow my heart and then to find somebody that has the same level of head and the same level of heart and to be able to grow with that person makes it so much better.
Yeah, it is. It's powerful. That's great. Well, fantastic. You're getting married soon?
October, yes.
October. All right. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Christine. Bye-bye. Just to expand on that for a moment, I'm not saying that if you're a head person, a heart person, you shouldn't get together or ever get married, but be aware of the problem. Because I can tell you this, you might say, oh man, I love her heart. I love how, you know, she cares for people and she cares for me and she's, you know, she's such a caring person. And then 6 months after you're married, you're thinking, man, how come she's so flaky? And how come she's so reactive? And how come, hello? Or the opposite. Oh, I love how stable he is or she is in their thinking. And then after you get married, you think, they're driving me nuts. They're boring and they're detailed and they don't feel the world. Listen, these things need to be talked about for your advantage before you get married. Just a thought. Donna is in Arizona. How are you today, Donna?
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Randy. I'm doing well. I called and was saying I'm a head person, but also over the years of my life, I've learned I have a heart and a hand.
Good.
And they're working better. My husband was a heart person. And when we first got married, because we were together 41 years, but married 38, and it was wonderful, you know, it was there. But over the years, I found out also he had bipolar.
Mm.
And over the years, it got really hard. And for me to understand, because I'd never been around a person, you know, that had bipolar. And the older it got worse. But we did work things. We worked well. But near the end, he was very in a lot of pain and stuff. And it really was, he was questioning me. And I was, you know, frustrated that, you know, my way of thinking for him, he didn't understand. And that, like you said before. But God showed me that he would not be here on the earth very long, and he did pass away in December. But I am fine with that because he was a Christian man, and he really knew the Lord, and it was his time.
Mm.
But it is hard, and I'm learning to do all the three of them, you know, because at first I was just doing my head.
Yeah. Now, what was it that helped you grow your heart?
God. He showed me stuff, you know, and my husband also, even with his heart, things that it was a little more hard, he did show me for the patience in that. And because sometimes I would lose my patience not understanding why he didn't understand.
Yeah.
But it just grew. It was just a learning. You know, God keeps us in the season we're in, and he's taught me so much that, and he still is, you know, helping me through this time of grieving. But it's not, you know, I know I'm going to see my husband again, so I'm fine with that. But it is. I understand everybody with the heart and the head. That's really hard. But with showing all three of them together, you really have to work that way.
Yeah, you do. Thank you, Donna. Appreciate it. Love your name, Donna. That's my wife's name, too, of many years. You know, speaking of my wife, Donna, and Donna's a hand person, clearly hand person, heart in hand. Well, she's all three. She's all three, but she clearly would lean, in my view at least, toward handling. She's got to get stuff done. I joke in my conferences because I'm a head person. I'm analyzing things, and she's thinking, take the garbage out. And I'm thinking, why do we have to take the garbage out? Why is there garbage? What is the meaning of garbage? Right, Joel? What is the meaning behind garbage? Or I'm trying to figure out, how can we do this so I don't have to take it out? You know, there's got to be a different way of doing it. She said, just take the garbage out, you know? And as a head person, I don't know about you, but as a head person, I like to solve problems. And so I joke about sitting in the chair one day and watching Donna take dishes out of the dishwasher because she's a hand person, right? Getting things done. And I'm analyzing how she's doing that, thinking there's a better way of doing that. You know, I think if she did it this way, it would save some time for her. I'm trying to be helpful, right? Stupid me, I suggested it to her. Hey, Donna, I think there's a better way of doing that. And she gives me the look like, well, then come out here and do it, you know? And so I think what we learn in this thing is that sometimes our intentions, listen, here it is. Sometimes our intentions are good, head, heart, or hand, but the expectations of our spouse or the people that we love or we're with might be different. And that's why getting behind the eyes of the people that we care about is so important. All right. Well, hey, let's play another one of those clips right from the teaching this month. By the way, if you're not tuned in and want and not receiving our teaching from Intentional Living, come and join us. Be a part of this mission.
I want to say thanks to those of you who've been supporting the ministry, standing with us faithfully every month. Your financial support is impacting people for Christ. Thank you for doing that. And can I invite you, can I ask you to come and join me and our team today? Your monthly support allows Intentional Living to continue to do what we do. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's our web address, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate. Join in monthly. We'll get the teaching to you every month, starting this month on your window to the world.
If you're a head person, primarily a thinker, that's the way you view life, and you're married to a heart person, a person that's a feeler, how does that impact your relationship? Because as a head person, sometimes we can appear to be uncaring. As a heart person, we can sometimes appear to be illogical to our head person's spouse that we love. Which are you, and how does it impact your life? You know, there's one thing you can do to be intentional in this area, and that's to talk about it, to get on the same page and understand these differences and how they can impact your relationship.
That's an excerpt from the teaching this month. Again, if you'd like to receive it, come and be a part of the family with us. Love to have you at 888-888-1717 is our number for on air. But to join us, go to theintentionallife.com and click on that donate button. Just a closing thought. We got to wrap this up, don't we, Joe? It looks like about a minute left. Just a thought. However God's wired you, He needs you. We need you. We need each other. He can use you. And if you're primarily a head person, there's great need for us. We just need to be aware of the disadvantages and sometimes the blind side of being just a head person. If you're a heart person, we need you. The church needs you. The community needs you. And use that for God's glory, but also recognize there are blind sides to being primarily a heart person. On the other hand, you're a hand person. Boy, we need you to get stuff done. We really do. But also keep in mind that there's a blind side to that. And the second thing is, however you're wired, it doesn't make us superior to somebody else. We need each other. And I think the more we recognize that the body of Christ has strengths and weaknesses, but we're better together. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. The strongest churches are those that have head, heart, and hand all working together for God's glory, for sure. All right, thank you, Gino, on Facebook. Stephen, thank you for producing all this today. And Joel, you're the man, making sure all the engineering stuff gets done. This is Dr. Randy Carlson, live from our Intentional Living studio. Next time, we're going to talk about growing your faith. How can you have a consistent, growing, intentional faith that can change your life? That's next time on Intentional Living. Have a great day.